From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. International chemical weapons experts are heading to the Syrian town of Douma to investigate a suspected poison gas attack that reportedly killed dozens of people near Damascus.
While people throughout Syria are in desperate need of humanitarian assistance and protection, UN agencies say they are particularly concerned about tens of thousands of civilians trapped in Douma, a town inside eastern Ghouta in the suburbs of Damascus. The UN Refugee Agency reports more than 133,000 people have fled eastern Ghouta during the past 4 weeks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Donald Trump rallied again Tuesday about FBI raids on his personal lawyer Michael Cohen's New York office and a hotel where he had been staying, called them a total witch hunt. Federal Bureau of Investigation agents executed search warrants Monday and seized financial documents and other records possibly related to Mr. Trump's contacts with Cohen, who paid $130,000 in hush money to an adult film actress, Stormy Daniels, shortly before Mr. Trump's 2016 election, to keep her quiet about the 2006 one-night affair she claims to have had with Mr. Trump. Trump has said he had no knowledge of that payment. The White House says that President Trump will no longer be traveling to Latin America later this week because he wants to oversee the U.S. response to Syria. President Trump will not attend the 8th Summit of the Americas in Lima, Peru, or travel to Colombia as originally scheduled. At the president's request, the vice president will travel in his stead. The president will remain in the United States to oversee the American response. The two-day summit in Peru begins April 13th. This is VOA News. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is being questioned this Tuesday by U.S. senators after Zuckerberg apologized for the way he handled data, or his company handled data, for millions of users. Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley said users deserve to know how their information is shared and secure, and that he wants to explore with Zuckerberg ways to balance safety with innovation.
Lawmakers will want to know if Facebook violated a 2011 agreement with the Federal Trade Commission, promising users that third-party apps could only access information needed to function. While Facebook could face substantial fines if it was in violation, Congress will also be looking at how Facebook plans to protect users' privacy in the future. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
And Zuckerberg is expected to meet with members of the House on Wednesday. U.S. President Donald Trump's top Homeland Security adviser Tom Bossert abruptly resigned Tuesday, the latest in a long line of senior officials to leave the Trump administration. No reason was given for his resignation, but it came a day after staunch conservative John Bolton took over as Trump's third national security adviser in the 15 months of his presidency. Both Bloomberg News and CNN reported that Bossert was quitting at Bolton's request. The 43-year-old Bossert had served in Trump's White House since his inauguration, a key advisor to the president on cybersecurity, who also was a prominent official in handling the government's response to last year's devastating hurricanes in Texas, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. China's President Xi Jinping did not mention U.S. President Donald Trump by name or speak directly about rising trade frictions with Washington during a closely watched speech at a forum, China's version of Davos for Asia. But the pledges that Xi made to press forward with economic reforms had everything to do with the trade dispute and President Trump's threats to levy heavy tariffs on Chinese goods. In his speech, Xi mentioned the phrase opening up 42 times. One of the key messages of his speech was that China was open for business. It was also in an effort, one analyst said, to highlight a contrast between Beijing's approach and Washington. In his speech, Xi said China would launch a number of landmark measures this year, including cutting tariffs on car imports, one key trade barrier President Trump has mentioned repeatedly. Afghanistan officials say that cross-border shelling by Pakistan has killed at least one civilian in the eastern province of Kunar. A provincial government spokesman told VOA Pakistani forces in the past 24 hours have fired hundreds of artillery shells on two Afghan border districts. Ghani Masmim said the firing has also caused damage to civilian property. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.